say we go dancing.
I'm in.
Let's go dancing.
Okay, but not somewhere I'm gonna feel worse about myself when no one's interested because I'm fat.
Maybe the universe is telling me that I should fuck that cute virgin and give him the great first time experience that I never had.
That's not karma, that's statutory rape.
You're such a Sex in the City
podcast.
I'm a lost cause. Go on without me. Save yourselves.
Stop, you bitches! I called the cops!
Fuck my car!
Yeah, keep talking. I'll come down there and cut it off for you.
Gay boyfriends are the loophole of monogamy.
I'm a 34-year-old nerd.
You ever have the fart yet? Like, you haven't farted, but it's like hitting the back of your asshole and it's real hot and you're like, oh, wow.
It's in the loading dock.
But it's in the pipe, but it's like angry.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I'm just going to let you go back up inside and hopefully adjust your attitude.
That is, no, I understand that completely. It's a conscious decision.
How can your farts be so sharp? I mean, your shit, I can understand.
Like pungent.
But like, yeah, but like, how can
no, like pointy.
How can a fart hurt you?
Oh,
no, but
right.
They do. They
yeah,
hurt
right.
More than shits
it's,
a lot of the time.
It's the apparatus that's pushing out the fart that's actually doing the pointy part. I don't think it's like suddenly like spiky air or anything like that.
Spiky air?
You don't think that the smell just it morphs into little like barbed wire points?
I feel like it's like, okay, it's like shooting a gun out of a sniper rifle versus a shotgun.
Man, that's
shooting
a big barrel of a
shooting
sniper
a
rifle,
shooting a gun
too.
Out of a sniper rifle?
A bullet. Shooting a bullet.
Out of a sniper rifle versus a what?
A shotgun. Like a, you know, like a duck hunting shotgun.
So.
Where it has all that like buckshot. Where it just
one has striations that make a bullet rotate and go
yeah.
Straight, and one of them just is a
blast of all this stuff coming out at once.
But that still doesn't understand. That doesn't explain why the fart hurts.
The spiky ones are
well,
the
because
shotgun
you're
ones.
Shooting out guns, as we established earlier, thanks
yeah,
to Daryl.
You're shooting out
I feel
full-on
like
weapons
I'm,
out of your butt.
I'm leaving this discussion dumber now.
Yeah, you are.
I agree.
I mean, you weren't going to get smarter from this
no,
conversation.
No, we're drinking fucking hardcore vodka.
Yeah, we're having...
As opposed to softcore vodka.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cloud
vodka meat. And juice per Carrie's request, a.k.a. the show's drink of the week.
Which technically is a vodka Kool-Aid, but that sounded fucking gross.
Well, we're
so
not
we
children.
Out.
Yeah, and you didn't want to have to go buy a bag of sugar.
Exactly.
That is also true. Yeah.
Most juice is just that, just full of sugar. It's just sugar.
This is a podcast with a budget, and yeah. It is a low one.
Mm-hmm. But when was the
Thanks
last time
the
you
chips.
Drank Kool-Aid?
You're welcome.
The last time I had, I couldn't even tell you the last time I had Kool-Aid, but most of my youth was spent drinking Kool-Aid. And then I think,
yeah,
you know, there was like a drop-off at a certain point, maybe at like age 9. And then I think somewhere in middle school, I was like, it's hot. I'm going to make some Kool-Aid. And when I read the instructions, it was like one cup of sugar. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
This was how much sugar was in this whole time?
Yeah.
So it made it so good. You know what else is so good, Daryl, I think is what we're doing right now.
What?
Because I just got to tell you this. You're such a Sex in the City podcast.
No, April. You're such a Sex in the City podcast.
Hey, you fucking Dutch twins. You're both such Sex in the City podcasts.
And so are you, guest of the week, Robert.
Hey, I'm back, number 3. The most requested guest by the Sex City podcasting fans.
Right?
Yeah,
you might.
Number 1. The polls are in.
Crowd
you guys
favorite.
Filled out the polls for favorite guest, and guess what?
And so did all of our listeners.
I'm here.
Mainly us.
Booyah. Booyah. It was a
close. I was addressing your listeners.
It was close. It was.
Which
it was
are us?
I just barely beat out Ramon,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Jeremiah White, too.
Yeah.
He's another crowd favorite.
Yeah. He's
yeah.
a sweetheart. I can understand
he
why. He's very right? sweet, and he has a kid. So
that's adorable. That's the cutest
that
child.
That makes you that much cuter.
That's true.
Exactly.
He's the only person on my Instagram who he posts his kid. I'm like, I don't like it.
No, it's real. You get
like
suckered
it.
In.
And that's one more person that's going to eventually watch Sex in the City and love
is
it.
Is that child.
Yeah. He has another convert on his hands.
Okay. Don't hold your breath.
When that child reaches 14, they're coming on this podcast.
I feel like
Absolutely.
That's going to, yeah. A 14-year-old.
They're ready.
Yeah. 10 years from now is going to love a Sex in the City TV show from the late 90s.
It'll be so relevant as they're like
so relevant.
Fucking in 3D Oculus Rift. By the way,
yeah.
No, can you hear me?
Is this I can hear you.
All right, cool.
Yep.
Just making sure.
Yeah. Okay, so we are starting.
Yeah,
Rob, we're going to start with, we're switching up our format because it took too long before.
Sorry, you're switching up your format.
Yeah, yes. we're changing a little, a few things.
My agent never mentioned this.
Should we get him on the phone?
Yeah, you didn't get the notes?
He's getting chewed out. You guys did nothing wrong.
Okay. I honestly don't want this to be a thing. Let's just call him right now.
Yeah,
let's go through his.
Yeah, you got Randy. Hey, Randy.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, Randy, it's Rob. I'm on that podcast you booked me for
Rob who? Rob, I know a lot of Robs.
Rob Zoroff, you know, your number one. You told me I was your number one client.
No, you are my number one client. You're right here, number one on the Rolodex, right here.
What do I even do?
I start my alphabet with Z's.
Randy, what do I even do? What do I do, Randy?
You're an improver, right? You do magic, right? I put you on a magic show, right?
Yeah, you put me on a magic show, and it was embarrassing. It was...
Ah, baby.
Emasculating. And we talked a long, long while after that, and I explained to you I am a comedian.
Right. A comedian magician,
and
right?
And you said you were going to get me comic gigs.
Ah, right, yeah.
That being said, you rebooked me on Sex and the City podcast, my second favorite Sex and the City podcast,
right.
Next to Lex in the City.
They got you drunk already, right?
The one hosted by Lex Luthor. Yeah, I love that one. Yeah, sorry, I was just overhearing your side of the conversation.
They changed
that
the
was
format,
my assistant.
Randy.
I told her she should chime in from time to time.
Yeah, Pamela's a real slut.
Mm-hmm.
They changed the format on me.
What'd they do? They didn't give you enough booze? I told them that they had to give you at least 5 drinks before the first break.
Did you change my rider to say cold cuts, charcuterie board?
Yeah.
A pint of vodka, and several puppies in case I get sad. Because that wasn't here, and I don't want to, like, point fingers and blame you and say this is your fault, but, like, Randy.
Okay, I'll talk to them. They need at least 3 puppies over there. I told them nobody books Robbie Z, a.k.a. Rob Zorf, yeah, whatever.
Hey, Randy, do you have, a secretary I can improv with me?
I'm still here.
Of course she's here.
I'm just watching this happen.
I told them that they had to get 3 puppies, a pint of vodka.
A pint of vodka?
A pint.
They're over here talking about shooting guns out of other guns, and they don't even know why farts hurt. Can you maybe get me...
Sometimes it's like knives.
Can you get me maybe on This Comic's Life or something, Randy? Like, where they a professional-ass podcast? I like that, you know, you got me on that Patreon episode of the Meme Boys. You hid me behind a paywall, but it was nice.
Look, a gig's a gig. You need to just suck it up sometimes and just let me take the 10%. You better bring 10% of that vodka back.
I mean, maybe Ryan Papazian has like a 5th podcast I can go and do at
Ooh.
This point.
Okay, yeah, probably. What kind of self-help book do you want to talk about?
I don't know how to break it to girls that, you know, they're about to see a tiny dick.
That's your next move. Screw the podcasting, guesting. You need to write your own book called It's Okay Having a Small Penis.
Yeah, I mean, I've got like a few drafts ready to go already.
You know, a lot of comics write books.
There's a void in the market that like needs to be filled. As you said, I won't disagree
Pam,
with you.
You've got a void I want to fill.
I am a whore. I'm just saying.
Pamela,
I think
makes a lot of sense.
People could stand to read that book because it is a rude surprise.
Pam, you got big purple nipples or what?
Don't. Hey, only I could talk to her that way. She's my assistant.
She was your daughter.
And
I'm both.
Scene on. Yeah, you can just cut that whole thing.
Okay, so we're going to go to the actual thing.
Hold on. Before I'm gonna make one more drink, but keep talking.
Good,
I'm listening.
Good. Okay, so for our listeners, what do you know about Sex and the City thus far?
All I know is the other 2 episodes I've watched here. One about the dude in the cunt barn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Charlotte's vagina painting.
Yeah.
The vagina painting. That was a good one.
You've been here for a lot of classic episodes.
That one, that was pretty legendary. And yeah. Then the, was it the same one where she fucked for money?
Who did?
Carrie Bone.
Oh, that's right. The guy from out of town that gave her money after.
He was the
after.
Architect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
She was an unwitting prostitute.
Yeah, she didn't want the money, but obviously...
New sitcom. Unwitting prostitute.
Dude, we could make a YouTube channel out of that.
No, you totally could. And I would...
It stars you.
It'd be perfect. Or Rob. I think you could pull it off, too.
How about both of you?
I would have to fuck a lot of old dudes, I feel like.
Or old ladies. You could be their little slice of boy toy.
Or you could do both at the same time.
The second requires me to go work out way more.
It's true. Have you watched Gigolos? They're all tight bodies.
Thank you for your vote of confidence in my ability to star in this YouTube show.
Yeah.
By saying dudes will fuck anything.
But, April, you have the option of the ladies.
It's true. I would have to also go to the gym and start working out more, though, to pull that one off.
Let's be honest. Girls will fuck anything, too.
You guys just don't know
not
it.
Not always the case, Daryl.
What? That's not it?
I don't know what paradise you live in.
No, all my girlfriends told me that they would fuck anything. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
Let him have the lie.
Yeah.
Let him have this.
No.
It's all that's left.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's what you get for going to the We Fuck Dumpster Fire convention.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
That's but he was so welcome there. Yeah. You got that swag bag.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're like, hey, fucking...
It's a bunch of condoms with flames on the sides.
Retired Hell's Angel looking motherfucker.
Yeah, you bring in your own dumpster, they get you in for free.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, next question. So,
oh, wait, but what was the other episode I watched?
You saw the one with the Scottish dude who Samantha fucked, and I think was that Charlotte's, like, one of her, like, marriage-y episodes because it was Trey's side of the family?
Yeah, it
we
was.
We all did fake Scottish accents.
I thought it was at their wedding, and it was
it the wedding one?
Yeah. And it was, like, his brother or, like, some cousin on his side or the McDougal side or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle MacLachlan. Was it?
Yeah,
or
Trey.
Was that the same episode?
Mm-hmm. No. Kyle they were different.
And he couldn't come?
Yeah.
No, that was the last episode. I don't fucking remember.
It was two different ones. The cunt barn. There was the cunt barn prostitute episode, and then there was the wedding, marrying the husband.
That was the last one. I think I was here for.
Come, and then the silly Scottish man episode.
Yeah, I remember being drunk on the love sack, like being like, "Oh, I'm sorry, he couldn't come." Sometimes you can't come.
Just
a
lot of
nobody's fault. Yeah. It is no one's fault.
I think you started reading a poem from your journal after that.
Yeah, I think I did. Cut a little too close to home.
Yeah.
I get it. Every guy has had that whiskey dick moment.
Moment? That whiskey dick era?
lifetime.
That small decade in your life where you can't just get, you have a lot of dick
problems.
That
33 years of weird, like, too short, too long coming, and then, like, 2 years in there where you're just,
crushing.
Yeah. You're just fucking crushing puss up top, bro.
Yeah.
And then back to another 10 years of it not working right.
Yeah, that's then true. Another 10 mm-hmm. years of just, well, like, I mean...
Yeah,
I'm not religious, but priesthood, I guess, it could be a thing.
Your dick's like a cicada.
Can't we just cuddle?
My dick's like a night blooming cirrus.
Yeah, it only blooms like once every 23 years or something.
Yeah, it only blooms properly.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
And it smells like death.
Okay, so I think this is a good lead-in, because everything you remember from it. So that's going to go into... what are you hoping to get from this episode? Based on what you know, what are you looking forward to or hoping to get from it?
Blood and guts.
Good.
Like a lot of period stuff or...
No, I'm talking
literal,
just like straight evisceration.
Death. Like we want to see murder tonight.
I would like to see unbridled pain, murder.
There'll be some blood. Pain in the episode. There'll definitely be some pain.
Okay.
It's like...
Oh, is it emotional pain though?
It depends.
That's spookier than any kind of blood.
Yeah, Eli Roth directs this episode. It just opens up with Carrie in a panic room, and she's chain cuffed to a dead body.
Chain cuffed, huh?
Chain cuffed, yeah.
That's my favorite punk band from Orange County.
You know, she's got a chain.
Oh my God, no, I love them.
To her. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, what's the next question?
No, that's it.
That's it. Oh, that's your format switch up?
Yep.
We're not going to be like,
we're
what?
Solving it.
Oh, but I feel like we're also doing it. We're going to do a new bit as well.
What's that bit?
Where we were going to have you listen to the elevator recap of last episode.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Yeah. So we're going to start up this new thing. It's going to be an elevator recap of what happened last time and what someone else thinks is going to happen this episode. We'll see whether or not they're right. Hey, Daryl. How's it going?
Oh, hey, April. What's going on?
Not much. Did you catch Sex in the City last night? I totally missed it.
Oh, hell yeah, I did. Man, fucking Miranda's mom died. It was fucking
what?
Crazy. Yeah.
They fucking killed her mom?
Yeah. She just...
What the
dead.
Hell?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, what did the girls do?
They totally went to the funeral and... Like, Charlotte was trying to, like, make it a big thing, and Miranda was like, no, don't do this. And then fucking Miranda.
Sounds like her.
Samantha was totally like, I'm gonna fuck some dudes at that funeral.
Oh, hell yeah, she was. I love Samantha. Did she? Did she fuck them?
I don't think so.
Ah, that's my floor, man. No, it's no. That's too bad. That's too bad, because I gotta go to work. Okay, bye.
I like that at one point you turn into a cholo from Wisconsin, April.
That is every character I do. I would watch that TV show, Cholo from Wisconsin.
Oh yeah, or like a fish out of water series where he's in like Oshkosh or something.
Oshkosh Bagosh.
Oshkosh Bagosh.
Yeah, speaking of which, okay, so while we figure out what we're going to eat and drink...
Spoiler, it's Daryl's butthole.
It is.
It might be what you eat. I'm going to eat mac and cheese with vodka in it, probably.
Well, I hope somebody eats my butthole.
April, are you depressed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every minute of every
but
day.
But she's not going to be after this episode, guys, so...
Wow, fucking goddamn professional as Daryl over here with
yep.
that transition. I'm turning in the giant chair to watch the TV.
Guys, when we get back from the break, we're going to have more Sex in the City goodness coming your way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said coming.
Wow.
On brand.
Edgy.
About time to start what we're doing right now, because guess what, Dad?
Wait. Progresso. Call your mother. You're not coming home. Sorry to the entire state of New Jersey.
Sorry to most of Middle America.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like John Cougar Mellencamp made it up to you guys in the 80s for you living in a shitty place, so I'm not going to apologize.
Yeah, he went from a cougar to Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah.
And
Wait, was he originally John Cougar?
Mm-hmm.
And then it came out that his last name sounded like a shitty vegan ice cream flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then he was like, yeah, I'll do that.
Which brings us back.
John Cougar sounds like a shitty like male porn star.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
And then Mellencamp sounds like a shitty
but like
camp.
A Mellencamp's, shitty...
Mellencamp sounds like a summer camp for retarded kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Or it's a summer
Mom,
camp.
Mom, I want to go to Mellencamp. Mellencamp.
Or it's for, like, kids who are... It's for them to go and pick fruit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Mellencamp. They call it a summer camp.
It sounds like a euphemism for jail. Like, he's going right. to Mellencamp.
Mellencamp. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's their heads look like melons.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking waterheads.
Guys, yeah. Sex in the City.
Oh, sex yeah. in the City.
Who's
guys.
Ready to talk some Sex in the City?
Sex in the City, guys.
Sex.
Let's
city,
get into
city,
this.
City,
okay,
city.
So Carrie's obviously a psychopath in this episode.
So there I was, trapped in a cabin that was outdated even by Civil War standards. when I could have been out cocktailing and sample sailing. In that window, right there. Oh!
Yeah, that's my squirrel. I've been sneaking little nuts out there and hoping he'd come make friends, and he did.
You can't be friends with a squirrel. A squirrel is just a rat with a cuter outfit.
Oh, is that right?
That's my squirrel. Any more Wild Kingdom surprises I should know about?
Oh, let's see, just a...
Very scared of squirrels.
Definitely on brand.
And nature.
Yeah. And I feel like she, reacts to squirrels the same way I would react to seeing like a zombie shit himself.
Yeah, she reacts to squirrels like I would find in a corpse just on the street. Like exactly. If she's from New York City, she's seen rats,
squirrels, right? Clearly too.
And squirrels, she's seen squirrels, which are much cuter than rats. And then what does she call it? She calls it a rat in a better outfit or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Clearly, it's
good. Good joke, but like
it's fair.
She
it's like a rat in a tail toupee.
Yeah, it's literally just a different tail.
It's it's like a rat cosplaying as Elton John.
This is why we had to have you back, Rob.
Is
why.
Because I'm a rodent man.
I'm a rodent kind of guy.
Progresso.
Rodent man.
Okay.
No, Sex in the City is
Sex
better,
in the City,
though.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
Rob, what did you think about Carrie dealing with the wilderness?
I think I took notes about Carrie dealing with the wilderness.
Yeah.
She was in a cabin.
Yep.
That had full amenities.
Yep.
Definitely.
And then she freaks out and she's like, I don't know where anything is in here. I don't like this. Catch it. I'm like, yo, there's a fridge and a stove and there's like, I don't understand. This is such like a weird 180 from living anywhere else.
The only thing she didn't have is an AC unit, but you know, big whoop.
She lives in New York. Lots of people don't have AC units there. Mm-hmm. There literally was hot water. That was the first thing that was established about this cabin.
Of course. He put in his own water heater.
And he
Wi-Fi,
did it with his own two hands.
It looked like they had Wi-Fi before Wi-Fi was even a thing.
I don't think Wi-Fi existed back then.
Well, she was on her computer looking like she...
Yeah, but she was just typing her articles in a Word document.
Wasn't searching Google or anything.
Sorry, I'm looking through my notes. That is true. This was like in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Wi-Fi, not a thing yet.
No, they barely had email at this point.
Yeah.
9/11, not a thing yet.
Not a thing.
No.
They only had chat rooms and like... And a website where there was skulls with smoke coming out of them.
Yeah. Like a GeoCities site.
Yeah, there was GeoCities sites for sure. And Angel Fire sites.
Yeah,
probably
exactly.
Neopets.
Probably.
And Gaia Online.
I would assume all four. Well, this is also in the time of Sex and the City, so it's relevant.
It's relevant. Yeah. Carrie, she fucking needs to calm that horsey face down about being out, like, what, an hour from civilization?
When she got her first email, she thought that somebody could look through her computer and see her.
This is from a previous episode, and it really happened.
I mean, to be fair, I probably did, too, in the late 90s.
It's Carrie's the perfect...
This is also before webcams. She didn't even have a camera set up on her computer.
Well, she's just the original moviegoer who thought the train was coming at her, you know? That's what Carrie is with every new advance in technology.
She heard War of the Worlds and, like, immediately freaked out and, like, ran into her basement when she heard it on the on the radio.
Aiden, the aliens are coming. It's going to be horrible.
She grabbed her bag of Progresso soups that that won't spoil in the apocalypse because they're canned.
Yeah, and then she started only writing articles about procreating to continue the human race.
Yeah, writing herself in as a deity in the new Bible.
Yeah. But I will say, let's move on to different subjects.
Okay.
What other ladies?
Brothers, mothers.
Charlotte, what's she up to?
Oh, let's talk about Charlotte. She is trying to conceive with Trey in this episode.
Clearly.
They're working on the baby making, and they have to go to Bunny's place in the country for the orchid show because Bunny would, quote unquote, be devastated if they didn't show up for it.
Clearly.
The next day at the McDougal's Connecticut compound,
Bunny gave Charlotte a tour of her nursery.
Since my boys have all grown up, my orchids have become my babies. And this year, Waxy Hanahan's Chocolate Oncidium will be no match for my rising suns.
They're exquisite.
I'm pleased you think so, Charlotte. I've repotted this one for you to take home.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
But I insist. A gift in anticipation of the great gift you're giving me.
Oh. What gift is that?
Why, a grandchild, my dear. You mustn't be cross with Trey for telling me. He knows how anxious I am to have a wee MacDougall to carry on the family name.
People who raise orchids are also serial killers, like, without a doubt in my mind. If you're into raising orchids, you've fucking killed someone to get a boner. Like, it's...
It would be cool if we could see, like a spin-off episode series of Bunny as a serial killer.
There should be a spin-off. Yeah, I'm into that. I think she could do that. If she could play Cliff Clavin's mom, she could fucking wear someone as a skin suit.
Oh, yeah.
Fun fact, in a Raymond Chandler novel that I read once, The Big Sleep, one of the main characters, who's all like crazy and scary, old man, talks about orchids, and he talks about how he hates them because they have a strong scent, and the petals, their flesh is too firm, like a prostitute's. And that's what I see in Bunny's eyes while she raises those orchids.
She's like, I'm raising little prostitutes.
Everyone who makes like some kind of like illusion of orchids being vaginal needs to get shot in the dick. Is that the word I'm looking for? Illusion or connection?
I mean, it's a...
I don't fucking know. I have a degree in English. I should know these things.
I know, right? Me too.
It's a far stretch to think, like, flowers and automatically, like, oh, I would want to fuck that.
Like, yeah, but Georgia O'Keeffe. I don't know, man. That's a cultural thing.
I was saying, you ever see a Georgia O'Keeffe painting? That gives me a fucking...
Have you ever seen a Charlotte's vagina painting?
I have.
It kind of looks like a flower.
It does.
Well, if... But that's the thing. I feel like with...
battered... fucking sickly flower.
I feel like with Georgia O'Keeffe, like, without us knowing that pretext of, like, oh, she thought about vages when she was painting these, would we automatically go towards that without having that knowledge, you know, told to us?
I would say yes.
All I know is Georgia O'Keeffe probably wore a lot of turquoise and had a scorpion bolo tie.
Yeah.
Just putting it out there.
Mm-hmm. Also, I will say for the Charlotte vagina looking like a flower thing, that's a flower that definitely has been touched.
Yeah. I picture her looking a lot like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Or Smokey the Bear.
Exactly. Either or.
with a brawn.
You guys, what do you think Smokey's up to these days?
He's probably still trying to prevent forest fires.
I feel like he probably spent most of his life like chained in a cage somewhere.
Yeah, he's dead.
And now sweet death has released him.
No, he's in a Barnum and Bailey's circus right now.
Oh, yeah, he's being shocked so that he rides a bike.
Yeah, exactly. For a piece of steak every other week.
No, they give him like fucking half a Twinkie and like a bag of chicharrones or like whatever. No, they probably feed him like
a half a michelada.
Well, yeah, they feed him dog food and like, you should be grateful.
They do it every time they're putting him in a different little ballerina dress.
Yeah. Exactly.
They let him fuck the new like girl bear when he's really good.
Okay, but for real, moving on from the orchid show.
Samantha.
But it's all just disgusting and dark and in like a cement room. It looks like a Tool music video or something.
Speaking of, it is. Dark and horrible. Let's talk about
April's butthole.
Let's talk about that. Or how about Steve's cancer nuts?
Oh, yes, Steve's cancer nuts. He's got
Steve's
cancer
nuts. That sounds like something someone sells at a farmer's market.
I got Steve's cancer nuts right here. $2.40.
We have all natural Steve's cancer nuts. We use nothing but coconut oil to fry them.
Right.
They are carcinogenicious.
Yeah.
So it's no big deal. The doctor said very trendy now. Lance Armstrong had it, the Drew Barrymore guy.
Everybody's getting it. It's the TiVo of cancers.
That's right. It's no big deal. He's just got to get in there and snip one of those guys out of there, and that's it. I'm done.
Good. So then it's stage one, right? I looked it up on the net.
Yeah, I guess so.
You guess so? You don't know?
Well, sure. I mean, it's stage one. You have the operation.
No, stage one, the cancer hasn't spread to the lymph nodes, has it? Your doctor gave you an ultrasound, right? A CAT scan?
You know, I mean, I turned my head, I coughed, he poked around a little.
Who the hell is this doctor? Has he got a storefront outside Port Authority?
No, he's nice. I got him through my HMO.
Oh, well, then he must be good.
Steve, look. I talked to some guys in my office who've been through this.
Geez,
don't
Miranda.
Worry, I used a pseudonym. They gave me the name of a specialist at Beth Israel who I...
Miranda, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do anything. I have a doctor. It's no big deal.
Will you stop saying that? It is a big deal. This isn't your crazy yellow toenail, Steve. This is cancer. And the longer you wait to find out what's going on, the longer we even sit here having this conversation, the more likely it is that the cancer will spread and that you will die. It is a big fucking deal.
Get him in ya.
Cancer.
Because he's got to get him out of him.
Exactly. No, but Steve has testicular cancer, and
yeah.
Miranda
oh, no.
first makes him cry and then goes, as she does, too far. In the opposite direction, and he feels pitied.
She went real Sour Patch Kid on him. First she was sour, and then she was sweet, and then she was, like, way too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's really creepy when people, like, go, like, when you can tell someone's, like, being overtly sweet because they fucked up or something. It's uncomfortable, you know what I mean?
I have that same feeling every time April says thank you.
Yeah.
Every time she says thank you or showers, you're like, what are you getting
what
at?
What the fuck? Are you dying right now?
Are you slowly killing me right now?
Do you have cancer?
Do you need money?
Do I have cancer and you know it?
Yeah.
But that's the thing, though, is that I think they actually reached a nice little moment in that where he confronted her like, this is not you. The disingenuity is bothering me more than anything else. And she's like, but I was a bitch. And he's like, yeah, but you're a bitch who got me health insurance and a real doctor, because before I just didn't know what was happening. So
yeah.
I'm glad you were a bitch. And then she still gives him the spring roll.
She was just gilding the lily at that point.
I feel like that's the thing, though, with like certain women, because I've experienced this in my own life, where you have a woman that is obviously emotional, like dealing with this.
Continue.
Like,
that sounds like women.
What else would you call it?
Overreacting?
Well, I would say she has a strong feeling.
Blinded by her feelings?
Situation. Yeah, exactly.
Menstrual hysteria.
Yeah, I would definitely call it that. I would call that
hysteria. Mm-hmm. That's a fucking OG callback.
Vagina psychosis.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Probably anemic.
Definitely that.
And hormonal.
Yeah. To the point of, like, she couldn't be charged with manslaughter. It would have to be insanity.
Yeah, because she has ovaries.
Right, exactly.
And they make you crazy.
I mean, I don't think a woman can be charged for first degree, right? Because they're a woman.
Yeah.
They can't have any, like, preconceived thought.
That's
no,
what they...
And they always at least need to be second degree, because a woman will never be first.
Clearly.
And obviously. Also, insanity defense, that's what they call it when it's for a woman, is menstrual hysteria defense.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
It's the same thing.
So
we just know to give her chocolate and, let her sleep it off.
And Harlequin novels.
Yeah.
The jail cell.
We loosen
their
bodice for 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
yeah. They stock the jail cells with gay best friends for them to vent to.
Yeah,
of course.
Girl, we are having mimosas now. You vent about that arson. Vent. What did he do?
We're making Pruno, and we're going to pour bootleg orange juice in it.
Yeah. They don't call this the orange is the new black for nothing.
Ayo.
Anyway, but I want to say sometimes I've had this same thing where, like, I've had my girlfriend definitely, like, this is a serious thing. And I'm kind of like, yeah, let's just kind of chill out and, like, kind of not worry about it
much. Was that thing cancer?
Not necessarily cancer.
Not necessarily. Daryl, okay. Sorry, Daryl. I need to have a moment with Rob.
Okay.
Rob.
Yes.
Did that sound like Daryl just saying he has cancer?
I totally heard he has cancer.
That's the only thing that I heard. And
well, we got to help him.
Well, but he's in denial. His girlfriend tried to confront him about it, and he was trying to play it off. He can't take it in.
Well, I think we should cut his balls off, though, and get the cancers out of him.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah. You got that knife you carry on you all the time?
Every minute of every day.
Okay.
Don't ask where I carry it.
I won't. I imagine it's your prison pocket. But I'm going to... He can't hear us even though he's wearing headphones. I'm going to go get him in a full Nelson. You kick him in the shin and then cut his balls off.
Okay. I'm going to call his doctor real quick beforehand, though, just to make sure that, like...
Okay. What are you going to call his doctor?
Daddy.
Yeah. Hi. This is Dr. Lowenstein.
Don't you mean daddy?
These damn local teens.
Anyhow, okay, back to the ball cancer for Steve and your girlfriend looking out for you.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, I've had
his girlfriend experience, you mean?
I've had certain females in my life where they, like, they get upset.
No,
that
no,
I'm
you
at...
pay them enough. They still have to
yeah.
look at you.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm sorry I keep interrupting, Daryl.
I'm just saying, like, I have had certain women get upset that I'm not at the same emotional level as them.
You're fucking dating some weird prostitutes, Daryl.
Yeah, I am. They don't let me kiss them, but they want me to be crying just like them.
Do they want you to be begging for your life just like they are?
Yes.
Yeah, that seems fair.
We're in the same murder-type scenario. Miranda was kind of like this, too, where she was definitely, like, not just irked, like, about, like, the situation of him having cancer, but irked that he wasn't, like, dealing with it the same way she was. You know, she was, like, on this level, and he's down here, and she's like, you need to be up here with me!
I get that, but I will say that I take her side in this, where he is definitely the more, like, laid-back, easygoing of the two of them.
Clearly.
Despite owning a bar named after a dog. And so he was literally, she was like, is it stage one? And he's like, I don't know. The doctor had me turn my head and cough. And then he asked if I wanted a lollipop. And she's like, what? That's cancer. And he's like, yeah, but... they're just going to do surgery on my balls, and I just trust them to tell me nothing about it. And so I think that she was doing the thing that people do sometimes where they sort of they take the reins when they're just like, no, you are not taking this seriously enough.
Right. Well, there's always
fucking
those,
come on.
There's those people in your life that will do that. And I think Miranda is obviously that person because she's a lawyer. She gets what she wants, or she's definitely like
she's goal oriented. Yeah, she can sort of cut through the crap.
Yeah, and I would feel like my mom's the same way. Like a lot of people in my life would definitely be that person in my life. If I had told somebody, "Hey, I had cancer," they would definitely be like, "Well, you need to do this," and I'm like, "Oh, well, okay, whatever."
You mean you don't want to live if you get cancer?
Yeah, I would definitely be like, how about I just have lollipops?
Yeah, I feel like you get cancer and then like people are like, well, Daryl, you're going to need to actually get off your ass and do something. You're like, right. Fuck you!
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, Mom! You're just a nurse!
Right, I'm going to have Game of Thrones and weed cure it.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put it past you.
I've heard that works. I've heard yeah. that works. That, I read
wait,
that.
Are you saying... Game of Thrones doesn't cure AIDS?
No, it totally does. I read that in a Playboy article.
Oh, okay, cool.
We hop from cancer to AIDS.
I mean, it's a miracle drug, right? It cures all things.
Oh, like crystals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Game of Thrones is it's a cure-all for everything in your life.
This is the one thing that we haven't addressed is that we are getting money from Game of Thrones mm-hmm. to endorse them on this
well,
show.
God damn it.
It's an HBO tie-in. I mean, we're talking
exactly.
about
really
Sex and the City so much. They're like, hey, how about you talk about Game of Thrones for a little bit?
I don't want to excite everybody, but my left headphone just clicked on.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah.
Bobby Z's back. Oh, there it is.
Yep.
He left the house.
I was about to go electric. I was about to be relevant.
Okay.
I was about to be funny.
You're about to
I'm
boogaloo.
I'm surprised you're wearing those headphones at all.
Why? Did you, like, rub your asshole?
No, I'm just saying if they're not working, like, you could...
Well, the right one works.
Oh, yeah. Well, the right one's always going to work.
It maintains
the left one never works.
It's like wearing a tie. You know, you put it on to feel professional.
Got it. I get it. Okay, so
okay,
who haven't we talked about? Samantha.
Ooh, yeah, Samantha and her sexy
Samantha,
farmer.
Samantha,
yeah, young McDonald.
Who's the farmer with the delts? Young McDonald?
E-I-E-I-O.
That's Luke Gilmore. Came out here from the city after the last big market crash. Doesn't say much. Kind of keeps to himself.
So what does he do out here?
push-ups by the look of them.
Oh, no. What are you up to, Sammy Joe?
Honey, if we're gonna bake us a pie, we're gonna need us some milk.
Does not wear a shirt, which also I would like to start this off actually with, Rob, you
I'm
told
not wearing
me
a shirt.
To bring up the fact that you're not wearing a shirt,
yeah.
And I've actually brought it up several times. I'm like, could you please put one on? I see that you brought one with you, and
I
you
stop looking
have
like
not.
Smokey the Bear.
Yeah, I was just saying I refuse because Smokey the Bear is my hero, and Smokey didn't need to wear a shirt, so
that's
I
true.
Clearly don't.
Walking but the streets of Long Beach,
just
Robbie
nipples,
Z
nipples a flapping.
They do in the wind.
No, I love it.
Whenever you go anywhere.
Samantha, I like how she looks out the window and she sees like straight up Playgirl calendar farmer, when in reality most farmers are just migrant workers.
Right, with a shirt on at least,
yeah,
for
no,
sure.
Oh no, they're farming wearing a shirt with like a collar.
Yeah.
Like an old American Eagle.
Like a turtleneck.
Shirt with a collar on it.
Yeah, with a hat on and some sort of like net screen.
And they all have the losing Super Bowl team
yeah.
championship oh. logo on it.
Exactly.
Straight up, I was noticing the other day, there's nothing that South Americans and Latin Americans love more than polos.
Oh, yeah.
They rock the shit out of polos.
With the pop collar and everything?
It's just an observation. They fucking love having their neck looking a little fancy, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't, really?
I'm not a big fan of collars, to be honest
well,
with you.
Well, you're obviously gay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm obviously a man who likes other men.
Yeah.
But in general, they have better fashion sense than heterosexuals, so
you're obviously
I think I
straight
caught
thing.
You in that sense.
That little spider's web.
Okay, well, I want to say, hey, guess the time frame on how long it took for her, Samantha, meeting old young McDonald.
Yes, as they call him.
And to actually boning. How long did do you think it took?
April?
I'm going to say 45 seconds.
That's a good guess.
We're playing Price is Right rules here, right?
Hell yeah,
we
can't
are. Go over.
Don't
you
go can't. Over.
Don't go over at all.
43 seconds.
You're going to guess a little under her.
Yeah, I like that. That 2 second gap there. I like my chances.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to say.
She's very hungry for getting stooped.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, she is a whore, but I'm going to give her a little bit more credit and say
wow,
that it
that
took
was,
her a little.
That was real red pill of you, Daryl.
Yeah.
You judging her.
I mean, I'm not saying a whore.
We're not saying whore is a bad thing. We're
no.
saying it in the feminist sense.
Oh, okay.
She's a strong,
which is
independent whore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pays her own bills.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say you guys underguessed her by a whole minute.
Oh, my God.
They hooked up in 1 minute and 45 seconds. That's like almost a record for Samantha in meeting a person and then having sex with them.
Do we have the actual number?
I want to say I didn't. This is a rough estimation. I didn't have like. You know,
this doesn't
Timex,
count.
Like,
no,
do a,
this
an
doesn't
official.
Count if you didn't time it.
But are we talking
I
like
timed time it?
I
actual
timed
time
it.
On the show or like perceived? Because there's obviously some small talk as they're milking the cow.
It was from when her entrance to the barn and their little like banter to her and him boning.
I got a question. Have either of you, they fucked on the hay loft?
Yes, they
yep.
did.
Have either of you ever had sex in hay?
Nope.
I have.
Can't
have
say
you?
I have.
Okay.
What?
I have follow-ups. Did little bits of hay get all over the wet bits? And did you get like mites and shit in your up in your goodies?
I don't remember.
More so than usual?
A lot of, I mean, it was definitely outdoors, so there were those types of
but
things.
But was it specifically in like a barn agriculture scenario where there was straight up hay?
There was hay, but there was a blanket over the hay.
Okay.
So there
was it a Navajo blanket?
Yeah, no, it was burlap. No, it was actually like probably like a cotton like tartan, you know.
Do you remember what
fabric.
Was on, what the color and or design on the blanket
yeah tartan?
Was? Okay, I don't know what that is.
It's like
no,
that,
me neither.
It's that like red checkered type of pattern where it's kind of like it's not really checkered, but
gingham.
It's, yeah, kind of.
Okay. The fact that you remember gives me confidence that you remember this story, and you're going to give us all the facts.
It was in. It was.
We don't need all the facts.
I just want to know. Did you guys?
It was in Arkansas.
Oh, story checks out. Did you guys get loose hay up in your crotches?
I don't remember a lot. I remember because I've had sex on hay and the beach, and I remember the beach being worse than the hay.
Yeah.
Checks out.
I mean, because
the
sand's definitely not as good as hay.
Yeah, the sand gets all up on your fucking hog and up in her veg, and it's just like, why are we hurting each other this way?
It's an exfoliant.
Yeah, we're fucking turning you into a rock tumbler with this shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
While you're inside somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Anyways.
Obviously,
Samantha
yes.
milked a cow, and she was really
and
good at
she
it.
She got some.
Because they implied that, you know, she.
It was like
she,
a dick.
She tugs a lot of dicks, and then she got squirted in the face with the milk, and she said, oh, usually people warned me before that. And we're like, ha-ha, sex.
Yeah, but also, milking a cow is not like milking a dick.
Have you done either?
Yeah.
I mean, besides your own?
I've milked my...
besides your own fucking...
cow?
I imagine your dick looks a lot like your
like
head.
Like a cow udder?
No, like your head.
Oh, okay.
I feel like
probably.
Your dick and your face look a lot alike.
Yes, I have
and
a
I don't mean that to be insulting. I feel like you just have continuity between your dick and your
see,
fucking...
I have a lot of hair along the shaft right underneath the, like, you know, where it gets circumcised.
Yeah, you gotta stay warm.
Here's the thing, is I'm looking between the two of you, and you both have the same facial hair and the same shaved head.
He's,
so I have to assume
got
that
way
goes
more facial
for you,
hair
too.
Than I do.
It's shaggy. But it's the same like design.
Yeah,
you know,
you have a beard too.
Yeah, but
I'm just
it's not
assuming
as full and lush.
It's true.
So there's different judgments you can make about my penis regarding my face.
Judgments made.
So your penis is upkept and mine is not.
Yo, I feel like you're fucking your dick's a real bird's nest, Daryl.
Hey, ladies, jealous? I was gonna say. We've talked about pretty much all of the ladies.
Yeah,
we
but
have
one final plot point that I'm not sure we really addressed fully, which was Charlotte, ready for sex, walking in on Trey and his mother, Bunny, while he's taking a bath. And she's just smoking a cigarette, and she says, oh, Charlotte, I was just telling Trey how much... You remind me of myself at your age.
After she's like, come fucking get it. Bitch, and then she walks in, and then fucking his mom's old ass is just staring at his like bathtub wrinkly hog.
Yeah, and then he's
smoking
just,
a cigarette,
and he's smiling, washing his like back, like he has like a washcloth, and he's totally like, "Hey,
he looks
what's
like
up?
He knows how fucked it up, fucked it up, how fucked up it is when he turns and he's like, yeah, my mom's looking at my fucking." Beanbag and hog right
now. Do you think
now.
He would want them to like just fuck right there in the bathtub with
yeah,
like,
oh, he
his
wants
mom
his
watching?
Mom to watch for sure.
Yeah.
He wants to like...
Yeah.
I think she wants, to watch.
Totally. He wants to plow her, pull out, and then start fucking an orchid like in some weird threesome.
Well, Bunny has already caught them fucking once before.
True.
So.
This is a whole like David Lynch odyssey is their
dude,
relationship.
It was very David Lynch. Like an old...
I mean, he is...
Old woman. Like, but that's very on brand for David Lynch. Kyle MacLachlan.
Yeah, he is in Twin Peaks.
And he's in Blue Velvet.
Yeah.
And he's in motherfucking Dune, right? He's in Dune.
Yeah, I think so.
And then an old woman smoking as a man is vulnerable sexually in a wet, weird scenario.
Yeah, if they were talking in reverse, I would definitely be like, is this directed by David Lynch?
You should make that happen, by the way. I feel like that would be an easy edit.
Easily.
She walks in. She's like, I'm ready for you to fill me up with our kid. And just... That gum you like is going back in style, or whatever the shit from Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Right, but that's the thing, though, is that I like the lead up you pointed out of Bunny walking in once before on them fucking. So there's the implication that she knows firsthand that her son is sexually viable.
Easily.
And she's seen him in the act.
Yeah.
At least that one time. We don't know how many times that's happened based on how much they bathe together.
And she's definitely very intrigued about her getting impregnated itself. So obviously, why wouldn't she want to be there during the conception?
It's going very, like, Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I want to say okay.
You want to say okay?
Yeah. Well, okay, guys.
Cool, man.
Let's.
You did what you wanted to do.
That's
I
a great
it.
Opinion to just end with, Daryl.
Yeah, let's wrap this up, though. Before we do, though, we got to talk about the fashion, obviously.
Last subject of the night.
The fashion. Fashion.
Fashion, turn left. Anyhow.
Yep.
Yeah. It's what did we think? I think the most memorable outfit was Samantha on the farm in her entirely like day glow pink getup with the blue cowboy hat.
Of course.
With little designs on it.
It was definitely like something that I would think you would buy from Gymboree. Or something that's like not of her age.
Some Priscilla Queen of the Desert bullshit right there. That shit was fucking a lot.
Yeah, she got that from a vintage drag queen outlet store.
Yeah. You know, the fashion moment that really stuck with me, Kyle MacLachlan's hair plugs.
Mm.
Those things are aggressive.
He definitely had a wave, for sure.
Oh, man, he went full Bill Pullman.
I like also, yeah, he definitely did that. It was Bill Pullman. Kind of also
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, or Alan Thicke, or anybody that's like from the late 90s.
Or Leonardo DiCaprio, anyone who had that giant fucking, I don't know, like it looks like a wave. Yeah, like a wave, you could surf that bitch.
Kind of coiffed.
Yeah. And I also feel like he rocked the pink shirt, but he would probably call it salmon.
Oh, yeah. Kyle MacLachlan looks like a 13-year-old who just kind of, aged he's been a 13-year-old up into his manhood.
Well, yeah. he looks like yeah, the David Lynch version of Big. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm going for.
It's exact where it's like still like Oedipal and terrifying, but like that's like what happened.
Yeah,
yeah. He's the creepier Tom Hanks.
Yeah, he's scary Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
he's Bizarro World Tom Hanks.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exact. Oh my God. Okay, Rob. I know we're doing fashion, but real quick, I just noticed we didn't talk about this one thing, and I do want your thoughts on it before we finish.
Yes.
Because we've talked about all of the girls and their various wacky situations. Absolutely. What did you think? I want to ask, what did you think of, like, the love interests in this episode, like the men? What did you think of Aiden trying to impress Carrie with the cabin? What did you think of, sitting in the bathtub with my mom, Trey.
I thought Aiden's accent was horribly done.
He was doing like a country boy accent.
Yeah, it was very put on.
I thought you were talking about his moose accent.
Right.
Can tell he's not a native speaker.
Oh, yeah. When he goes to make the whoopee.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The
hoofie. I would say he was... bringing her out to the cabin was very romantic, and she fucked it up.
Like Carrie does.
Yes.
Yep.
And then Trey's mom just staring at his fucking wrinkled fucking sack. That was real creepy. And I think we hit it on the head when it's like David Lynch presents Big.
Yeah.
And that was... And then the farm boy, I mean, good on him for being so handsome and shit, but like... You're not fooling anybody.
I like how...
Wear a shirt. Okay, but last one. Steve. Cancer patient Steve.
What about him? He's going to die soon, clearly.
No, well, but what did
you think of him in the episode? Spoiler. How he acted and whatnot?
I mean, I think he freaked the fuck out over that egg roll, that's for sure.
Hmm.
Very true. Maybe because it was so phallic in nature and he's losing one of his balls.
Yeah, I think he's just really afraid to be in touch with his sexuality. And if he can't eat like what looks like a shriveled child's penis, then he just needs to look internally a little bit.
I feel like losing a ball would help me.
Go on.
You know, obviously it would be more aerodynamic when I was on a bicycle.
You have never done anything in your life that requires you to be aerodynamic, Daryl.
I was going to say, have
Prove
you done anything but see bicycles in films and thought they were coming at you?
I would think.
Have you done anything but like fucking Crocodile Isle and keg kickball? Awesome.
Okay, we got to do our wrap up questions.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got to finish this thing that we're recording.
Sorry, I get carried away when we talk about things that interest me, like fever dreams.
Yeah. No, I know that was. I deeply enjoyed that.
Hey, what about trinkets? Huh?
Oh, hey.
Oh, trinkets.
No trinkets, guys. Listen to another episode.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry
if you want to know about trinkets.
You already have about 2 hours of editing ahead of you. So
yeah.
Final questions.
A little pop gun with a cork, and then you push it down, and the cork pops.
Love those.
Bag of fool's gold.
Okay, so closing questions for Robbie Z, returning guest, friend of the show, semi-pro burper. Would you, after seeing this episode and the episodes you've seen before, would you watch this show again, Sex and the City?
You know, only with you guys. I don't want to cheat on it.
It still counts if it's with us.
I will not cheat on the show.
It does, but why won't you watch this outside of us?
Honestly, I could give a fuck. I like watching it with you guys because you guys have seen him and you have fun commentary, but other than that, it's not for me.
What do you normally watch?
I usually just watch a tape I have of several Cambodian children, it looks like they're getting into the ocean, but it's really just knives, and they die slowly.
Like a Faces of Death.
Yeah.
But more home video-ish.
Oh, right. So, like, Bob Saget, like, commentates while it's happening.
Yeah, and then I have a movie called Paint Drying, and I watch that sometimes.
Is that the sequel to Grass Growing?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Cool.
Wait,
it's the prequel to Watching the World Slowly Turn.
Mm.
Okay, but do I have to have seen the grass growing to be able to follow Paint Drying?
Yeah, but it's better to watch Don't Hold Your Breath before all of that.
Really?
Yeah.
But that was the last one to come out.
Yeah, I know. But I mean,
what about Butterfly Metamorphosis?
Butterfly Metamorphosis is kind of a little more like niche. If you're into that, you're into that.
Right.
But Oak Tree slowly becoming a full-size tree. That's kind of the classic. That's the standard.
Yeah. So that's where I would dip my toes in. That's where I would approach the genre from.
Yeah.
I think they jumped the shark when they had a shark jump.
Yeah, you know what? I think when they had a giant 2-ton hourglass, that's when they jumped the shark.
It felt a little ham-fisted.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When it was the ham that just fisted.
Yeah. They were trying to make it erotic.
Yeah, they shouldn't have had Carrot Top on that.
No.
Like, it was just a cheap guest appearance.
Yeah, it really cheapened the series.
Anyhow, Sex and the City.
Guys,
am I talking about anymore?
We're not talking about anything important. But
nobody knows. Penn and Teller.
Can you just add eerie harpsichord music every time I speak?
Sure.
Okay, yes.
Thank you.
Every time or just when you're weird?
Every time, then.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
That's going to be an extra 2 hours for me. Thank you.
Patreon. Get on the Sex and the City Patreon. Let's wrap it up.
Yep.
What other questions you got for me, Abe Shaw?
No, that was pretty much it. The rest of it has to happen off air because you're going to do your own elevator talk, which is going to come up in our next episode.
Yeah.
So sweet. Finishing up the episode, Robbie Zobert Zorov.
Yeah, me.
Do you have anything that you want to say about yourself and your career and why you never put a shirt on this whole time?
What I want to say about my career, it's going nowhere that I thought it should. But
nowhere but up, right?
If you'd like more of this fever dream I call modern life, you can follow me on Instagram at Robert Zorov or Twitter at the same. I don't
ever
use
Twitter.
Whoa, that wasn't
taken already?
No. Weird, right?
Crazy.
Weird, right? And that's Robert.
Yeah.
Zoref. Robert Zorov. And then also, I co-host a show every first Wednesdays at the Comedy Store Belly Room called Bear Grenade. You can follow us at Bear Grenade Comedy on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
There we go. It's a killer show.
Yeah. And
yeah,
then,
it is. And they have real comics there.
And then you can, if you want to check out dates, I'm going to be doing comedy. Go to lemonparty.org.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Do it. Guys, this was a thin slice of heaven, obviously. April, final thoughts?
Thick slice of David Lynch.
Yeah.
Final thoughts. The thing that most stuck out to me was, A, obviously, the mom bath sequence, because that's some weird, like, back of your animal brain, like, this is wrong stuff going on. And so that's always fun.
Of course.
Because their marriage is working, and they should have a child. And also Carrie's innate terror at animals. And then Big is like, I'm in love with someone else. And Carrie's like, I'm upset.
Oh, well, yeah, we didn't even talk about Big on this episode. But
it wasn't worth it.
Nope, it wasn't.
I think it's going to come up more in later episodes. Like, there'll be more meat to it. But, like, I do love her continually going back to Big despite being in a committed relationship and then being upset when he's with someone else. So that's fun.
Yep. And obviously she didn't tell Aiden that she was hanging out with Big that night, probably.
No, why would she? She's just going to go eat steak with her ex.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him about her sex
while
life.
While he's whittling exactly. A totem pole or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what Aiden does.
Yeah.
So all in all, good. Steve has ball cancer. That seems on brand for him.
Of course.
Love it. I loved it all. It was
that
great.
That guy looks like he would get cancer in the balls.
He does.
Weak piece of shit.
Yep.
He's got that voice.
And hopefully... we're going to see an episode where Samantha beats her record of 1 minute and 45 seconds on Hook It Up.
That is the new standing record, and yeah. We're going to keep track of this shit. Daryl, what were your final thoughts?
I love this episode. It was a great episode with all four of the ladies doing their own thing that they all do well. And, I feel like all four girls were on brand. It was a decent episode, and this was my like top five episodes of Carrie acting like a psychopath.
Very true.
Anyway, guys, thank you for tuning in. Follow us on the liner notes, wherever you get podcasts. Rate and review it. And also, just keep doing what you're doing.
Hey, give your mom a hug, even if she's looking at your ball bag.
And, of course, eat some progressive.
Well, maybe put on some clothes first, but then give her a hug.
Yeah, don't just fucking mash your weird wrinkly cock up on your mom.
That would be weird. And also part of Pornhub's collection.
Yeah. What you said.
There we go. Guys, we will be back next week.
Yeah, that's the with vodka Kool-Aid talking.
Brand new episode of Sex in the City. A new guest who most likely will have no idea what the fuck they're about to watch. It's going to be a good time.
I'm drunk.
That's...
And Robbie Z commenting drunk. There
we
go.
That's on brand. Yeah, for sure.
It's pretty true. All right. We will see you then.